timeless information for your self-care and health. HRNradio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this, the Wednesday, November 11th, 2015 Healing Sound Show with me, your host, Jonathan Goldman, and my very special guest today, my dear beloved wife, Andy Goldman. Hi, Andy.
Jonathan, I am so delighted to be co-hosting with you today on this November 11th show.
So this is a very, very special, if you like, show for us because our guests are Healing Sounds team members Joshua Goldman and Alec Sims, who've just completed and released their first book, Sound Healing for Beginners, which is released by Llewellyn Publication. And we're going to be talking about the book as well as Alec and Joshua's experiences in sound. It's going to be the focus of today's radio discussion.
And Jonathan, as you just mentioned, this show, I'm always delighted to co-host with you, and this one particularly so because Alec and Josh, of course, are very near and dear to my heart. And I would love to share with our audience information about both of these wonderful beings. Joshua Goldman was born into the world of sound healing and has been working in the field literally his entire life. He is the son of sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman. Joshua is an author and gifted sound healer. He is currently a team member of our Healing Sounds organization in Boulder, Colorado. Joshua Goldman is a member of the International Healing Sounds Intensive Faculty, and he works as an associate director of the Sound Healers Association, helping to organize events and spread knowledge through the sound healing community. Alec Sims is an accomplished author and sound healer and an expert harmonic singer. He has been working with Jonathan Goldman's Healing Sounds organization since 1998. His overtone chanting is featured on several of Jonathan's award-winning CDs. He has facilitated the Healing Sounds Correspondence Course since 2003 and has garnered a depth of experience in practical sound work from conducting one-on-one sessions with hundreds of students. Alec is an associate director of the Sound Healers Association and has been a faculty member of the International Healing Sounds Intensive since 1998. I'd like to welcome Joshua Goldman and Alec Sims to this Healing Sounds radio show.
Indeed. Welcome both Joshua and Alec. Alec, I realize that I have been on the air doing the show since 2007. A long time. And that you were one of my very first guests. Do you remember that one?
Ah, beautiful thing. I do recall that. That seems like yesterday.
I may have done, but since then I have, if you like, a question that I ask each of our guests or guests, and basically is, how did you get where you are? In other words, for some people, it's almost like a lightning bolt hit them, and they went, wow, sound healing has got to be it, or whatever they're doing, and for other people, it's a slow and gradual process. Would you tell us about yourself and how you got to be a co-author of Sound Healing for Beginners?
Okay, well, since we have a short show, I'll do the condensed nutshell version. But, long story short, I mean, I was a professional musician for a good chunk of the 90s and did moderately well with that, better than most. But I also hit a certain wall at a certain point of various frustrations with playing music, you know, in full-time, late-night, you know, club situations, that gets to be a little challenging. So I'm sort of at this point of looking, at least subconsciously, looking for other things to do with sound and music. And at that time of life, I used to go to a coffee shop every night around 10 o'clock or so, and it was also doubled as a bookstore here in Boulder, a coffee shop bookstore, and discovered your book, Healing Sounds, as one of these, you know, book practically falling into the hands sort of experiences, and it's like, oh, wow, this looks cool. You know, just skimming a few pages, like, ah, this looks good. So that was the start of it. That was maybe 95 or so. And from there, the information in that book led to other studies and eventually, you know, working with you directly in Boulder workshops in the late 90s and joining at the intensive in 1998 and all having evolved from there to the quick nutshell answer.
Brief history of Alec Sims and now a brief history of Joshua Goldman.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, and I am glad to be here. And I think it may surprise you to find out that I have actually been around sound my entire life. I was more or less born into it. But what has attracted me to sound and working with it in a continuing fashion is actually the experience of making sound myself and seeing others make it for the first time and really open up to it, because it is the sound itself that is such a powerful teacher, and my own personal experience with that is what has attracted me and brought me to where I am. So even though I was born into it, it was actually the power of experiencing sound firsthand that has drawn me to write with it about Alec and continue to work with it in my adult life.
He had no choice.
Beautiful, both of you. What a journey you've both been on. And we have so many areas we'd love to talk with both of you about. And I'm going to start out with a question for you, Alec. And that is, in the book, Sound Healing for Beginners, you discuss sound as a form of energy medicine. Can you tell us what makes sound unique as an energy form?
Sure. That's also a big topic, but you know, many people listening may share that view of thinking that sound, you know, as a branch of energy medicine, and gives it the most expansive plateau to, you know, to think about and experience, because the sound. Well, actually, what makes sound unique is that sound is a physical plane energy. Whereas you compare it to teachings in, you know, various energy medicine schools, which are all very powerful, you can bring a lot of those teachings and thought forms and incorporate sound and all of those elements of visualization and intention come into play, but there's an even more powerful synergy with the literal physical sound level, because sound is physical. It literally is bumping air molecules together and shaking, rattling, and rolling cells in the body and everything. So that adds an extra powerful, very powerful foundation to all of the more subtle energy aspects of the workings.
So on a level, maybe we could perceive of sound as not only an energy medicine, but also some sort of literal physical plane vibrational medicine. Does that sound correct?
Both of those things, the sound can be very powerful in and of itself, just on a physical plane level, as, you know, in terms of effects on, you know, physiology, heart rate, respiration, brainwave entrainments. That all goes on just in the realm of pure sound. But when coupled with all these other, you know, energetic and subtle energy intentions, it's a powerful synergy, and it makes it maybe the master energy medicine that has all the subtle energy elements as well as the literal, indisputable physical effects.
In the beginning was the word, indeed. Joshua, from your perspective, how can sound be used for healing?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that question, Jonathan. Because, first of all, I'd like to say that I think healing itself is sort of a problematic term, because what does it mean exactly? And I think for me, my best understanding of healing is in terms of putting the body into a state in which it can repair or heal itself. So really, I think one of the greatest ways we can use sound for healing or transformation of any sort is to use sound to put our body into a sort of state of alignment and balance so that it can restore itself to its best, highest potential.
Nice. Keep going on that one if you would.
Certainly. I think that really my understanding of using sound is very much so a top-down approach, i.e. we use sound in such a way that we put the entire organism into a state of alignment. So if you have one thing that's out of alignment, rather than focusing on the misalignment, we focus on realigning the entire structure, and that basically leads to a, if you fix everything top-down approach, then the small things just sort of pop into place.
Absolutely. Josh, that's beautiful. And, you know, I was so struck with the depth and breadth of information in your book. And as we're, you know, sort of beginning here, we're sort of setting this framework of sound as a healing modality. And my next question would be about phonic transmutation, which I know that you've written about in your book. And Alec, I'm wondering if you could let our audience know a little bit more about sonic transmutation. I love that term.
I'd like to interject for just a second, because they're doing some severe building next door to us, and it's really something that I myself have been trying to practice, because we have the bulldozers and all these other sounds, and I'm very, very sensitive to it. What are your thoughts on sonic transmutation? Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Good heavens. Well, maybe file it under, sometimes easier said than done, but theoretically anyway, or not experientially, because everyone has this ability to, well, in a general sense, there's, you know, something that an event that happens, but how one chooses to react to it is always one's own choice, ultimately. And this is actually the higher level practice that one would perhaps build up to. It stems from just the basic levels of, you know, how to take control of your relationship with sound, or via conscious, intentionalized listening. And then we have a whole chapter on that, which lays the foundation for sonic transmutation. It's first conscious listening and, you know, really tuning in and becoming aware, greater awarenesses of your environment through sound and specific listening exercises that we talk about a little bit.
What do you define as conscious listening?
Mainly making a distinction between hearing, which is sort of a passive sense perception. You hear something, and then there's listening, which is more of a conscious, brings elements of your own consciousness into play and your own conscious choices and intentions. Something, you know, everyone's experienced, like say you're at a party and you hear chitter chatter, and you know, you're hearing everything, and then someone says your name 10 feet away, and then suddenly your attention is over there. It's like that sound, you're always hearing that person's voice before, but that element of someone saying your name made your attention go there, so that on, you know, on wider scales, how you choose to focus on sounds and take them in, there's a lot of, you know, power to shift and change, and ultimately to modulate your own consciousness on sound via your relationship with the sounds that you're hearing.
Well,
and then on the higher levels, the sonic transmutation, which is a whole chapter, that if there's a sound you hear a sound and it is what it is, it's just an energy form, how you react to it to some degrees dictates your reaction. The difference between sound versus noise, which you have written about in other places as well. There's a sound, and if it's a good sound, you relax, and it's a so-called good sound, you relax and flow with it. But if you think of it as noise, you might tense up and resist it. And that tensing up and resisting may be where a large part of the, you know, the harmful aspects come, as opposed to, you know, if you're imagining that the, as you've written, that the stab that in the wind versus a stiff board that to be more flowing with sound can have great effects to help diminish any, you know, negative effects from so-called noise. You know.
Nice. I want to, you know, your book, and we're going to talk about Alec and Joshua, your book, in after our break. But right now, I would like to play a little excerpt from a recording that you definitely assisted me with, Alec, which is it's ultimate ohm, and those wonderful harmonics that are occurring in this are your voice. So, you know, perhaps we will talk a little bit about harmonics in a moment, but I would also like to suggest that for the moment, let us hear this sound, this recording that actually was voted one of the top 20 must-have New Age recordings. Those harmonics are these high, almost bell-like, whistle-like sounds that are created from the voice, and that's your voice, Alec. So let us give a sound out now to Ultimate Ohm. You're with me, Jonathan Goldman. My guests are Alec Sims and Joshua Goldman, and my co-host is Andy Goldman. It is November 11th, 2015, and this is Ultimate Ohm. When you hear those high-pitched sounds coming in, you'll know that's Alec.
Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNradio.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to this, the Healing Sounds Show with me, your guest. No, I'm actually your host, aren't I? Indeed. Okay, your host, Jonathan Goldman, and my co-host, Andy Goldman. Say hi, Andy.
Hello, everyone.
It gets confusing today who the guests and hosts are, because we have as our guests Joshua Goldman and Alec Sims, and they are both, shall we say, intimately related with us, having worked with us for quite a while, as well as Joshua having been been with me since his birth, so it's...
And one of the things that we are so delighted to be talking about, Joshua and Alec have released a fabulous book called Sound Healing for Beginners, Using Vibration to Harmonize Your Health and Wellness.
And we'd like to suggest that if you want to pick up the book, you go to Amazon.com and you basically just put in the word Sound Healing for Beginners and it will pop up. And if you want to somehow contact Alec or Joshua, just go to our Healing Sounds website, that's HealingSounds.com, and you can write them an email about something, because they are both illustrious, extraordinary beings. And your book is called Sound Healing for Beginners, but I got to say, gentlemen, that it is one of the most, extraordinary books on sound that I own in my entire collection of sound healing books. It covers a gazillion different topics, really, really well, really clear, and so even though, you know, even though we may all be, if you like, beginners in the field of sound healing, this book is for anyone who has worked with sound. I'm sure that anyone, regardless if you've worked with sound for 20, 30, 40 years, you would still find material in this book that is of purpose and of use.
Absolutely. I have to just kind of ditto everything that you just said, Jonathan, because Alec and Josh, I am totally just blown away by the depth of and the breadth of information. And I think about sound healing for beginners. Well, sound healings for mid-level and advanced students, sound healers on any level will find absolute pearls of wisdom about sound as a healing modality in your book. Congratulations.
Which is published by Llewellyn, which is a rather prestigious company. So once again, quite extraordinary. So here's a question
Yeah, I'd like to think that hopefully the book will serve for true beginners who are just looking at sound information for the first time, but we'd like to think that, you know, there's some, hopefully some pearls in there for people who are approaching sound with a beginner's mind at all times. And I think that's always the most constructive thing, you know, mindset for any study, because this sound especially is such a vast, broad field. No one is ever going to know or be a master of it all, and there's always going to be something new to discover. Even if you, even reviewing rudiments, I know that from other studies, sometimes when you review something that you think is introductory or basic, but you notice like one little insight that you didn't pick up before, you know, it lights up this like inverted pyramid of understanding and connections for other higher level topics. So.
Indeed. Alec, you've got a lot of information in the book, and you've got a lot of exercises. And I'd like to address this question to you first and then to Joshua. What do you think the most important thing about, not only the book, but about how to learn to work with sound healing is?
Well, that was, to the degree it was possible on the printed page, making the book, you know, chock full of exercises and experiences as possible. And that was largely mindset largely shaped by my experiences doing the course, facilitating the correspondence course for many years, since 2003, I think. And that's been an honor and privilege to, you know, just be there as a, you know, sounding board or and guide for people who are doing the experiential work, because I think that's the real deal, you know, rather than studying information and facts. An experiential approach to learning, really being in the experience of sound, noting how it works and resonates in your own, in the laboratory of your own mind, body, and spirit first. That's the real teacher and source of initiation, rather than reading some facts, you know, you see on the internet without substantiating them in your own experience and being. And Joshua, any thoughts on that one?
Well, I think it is important, Alec, to be your own sonic laboratory and sort of your own sonic mad scientist and experiment in all sorts of different types of sounds. And I think that's one of the great strengths of the book, is that it doesn't just offer toning exercises in sort of classic mantras or overtoning, but also talks about different forms of natural body sounds, such as laughter, and really emphasizes that you can learn from any sort of sound that you can make, and really sound is only limited by your own imagination.
Yeah, and filter it through your own experience, because don't just believe something because you read a blog on the internet that sounded scientific and authoritative. Take that as a speculative possibility and validate it within your own being and discover if it's true for you or not. You know?
Right. I mean, the experiential aspect of sound is where, you know, the healing actually occurs. And I know that both of you both of you facilitate a toning group here in Boulder, Colorado. And I am just wondering if people want to work with sound in a group setting, such as you do in many group settings, what's the best way for them to begin?
This goes to both of you.
Andy, thank you for asking that. We actually do cover that in the book. We have a chapter on starting your own toning group. And that gives a lot of details of various things you can do, but I'd say some of the major things, I'd say right off the bat, would be don't be afraid to jump into it and gather people to you, because a lot of learning can be on the fly. It takes a certain amount of bravery to make sound in a group, and we salute that and encourage that, and really want to let people know that a lot of making sound in this format is not, say, performance singing, but it's about energetic expression. So really, when you're bringing a group together, remind them that what they're there to do is to make sound together and just experiment and experience it, like we were talking about earlier, and really let the sound be the teacher. But again, the book is chock full of exercises that are very helpful and can definitely be introduced in a group fashion.
Beautiful. And, you know, we always like to say that as long as you have a voice, you can sound. And so one doesn't have to be, a singer or have, you know, extreme vocal qualities. If you have a voice, you can make sound. And, Alec, would you like to add a little bit to that?
Sure. I mean, that sort of dovetails back to our first topic about sound as a form of energy medicine. Because, you know, put in that frame, that's very freeing for people, because people may have inhibitions about singing or voice and worrying about the quality, but that can come into play. But ultimately, you're thinking about generating and working with pure energy in the form of sound via your own voice, and one doesn't need to have any musical skills, because sound healing is not a musical practice.
I'm going to bring in a little bit of the lost chord and some more of your harmonics, and then we're going to go to break. You with me, Jonathan Goldman, and Andy Goldman, my guests, Joshua Goldman, and Alec Sims. And this is the lost chord. This is called Entering the Void.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Well, greetings, my friends, and welcome back to this November 11, 2015 Healing Sound Show with me, Jonathan Goldman, your host, Andy Goldman, my wife, my co-host, one of our guests, my son, Joshua Goldman, and our other guest, our etheric son, Alec Sims. the co-authors of Sound Healing for Beginners. Someone mentioned to me, well, this is going to be a real love fest for you, isn't it? And it probably is, because we definitely have great, you know, respect and just you all are the best. So thank you for coming on the show. And Andy, what's the next question?
Well, let's see. You know, there's so many aspects of your book, Sound Healing for Beginners, and I know we've talked about, you know, the importance of having actually the experience of being in sound, you know, you being your own sonic laboratory. And Alec, I know that you have been the director of the Healing Sounds Correspondence Course since 2003, and this is just such an excellent way to implement the experiential pieces of that. Would you talk a little bit about what happens for people when they do immerse themselves in sound, such as through the correspondence course?
Yeah, I mean, what is the correspondence course?
Oh, well, basically it's a 16-week program of toning exercises, beginning by exploring, you know, specific energy centers, and then a little more free-form sounding throughout one's whole physical being and energy field, exploring yourself with sound, with your own voice and toning. So it's an experiential program, not informational. It's not set up like a paint-by-numbers of, you know, do sound X and expect Y to happen. It's make the sound, really be present with it and mindful of your own resonances and what happens for you as you make it, and honoring that. And from that foundation, we proceed to get into the rudiments of overtone singing, harmonic singing, as an evolution of energetic resonances.
And people get the consultations with you, don't they?
They do. We do over the door is open any time for communications, but there's three specific one-on-one consultations.
That's I think that's a great thing because you can really also talk to the people and find out. Because, you know, writing letters back and forth or emails or whatnot is one thing, but to actually be able to communicate and talk with somebody, because it's a sonic medium, is, I guess, really helpful.
And, Jonathan, I know that you developed this correspondence course many, many years ago.
Right.
I was just thinking about that. How long ago? Because it's really solidly based.
Yeah, it was. I remember developing it somewhere around the 1990, 91, 92, and it's an interesting phenomena of, you know, what would be the best way for somebody to, if you like, begin to learn about the resonance and the vibration of their own sounds and their bodies. So, yeah, and Alec is just splendid at doing this, so we give thanks on that one. And Josh, still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, well, listen, I got a question for you. Do you think that there are, because, you know, we're at a stage in our evolutionary development, particularly on the Internet, where there are all these people coming out with, very, very specific frequencies as being the healing frequency. What do you think about that? Do you think there is the healing frequency or any specific frequencies that are most healing?
Well, Jonathan, I am so glad you asked that, because I think that is one of the most important questions around the field of sound healing in general. And in a word, I would say that it's really important, in a word I'd say no, because it's really important to remember that sound does not exist in a vacuum of singular frequency, but rather plural frequencies. You know, even as I'm talking to you, as I'm sure you know, my voice is made up of myriad frequencies. The world around me is a construct of vibrations and multiple frequencies, plural. So when we're using sound as a transformational modality, we need to remember that a singular frequency does not exist in nature. That would be a sine wave, and it doesn't happen. There are always fundamentals, and there are overtones and harmonics off of the fundamentals. Sound is a rich sort of woven fabric of many different frequencies. So even though I honor singular frequency as an interesting concept, and there's definitely potential value there, really, sound is in movement all the time. You know, even if you're trying to make one magic frequency, you're going to be vibrating a few hertz faster, a few hertz slower, and there's going to be overtones, and there's going to be harmonics of that frequency coming out in the sound. We're talking about a rich, sort of textured, woven mat of sound that we're weaving every time we make sound. So really, the great power of sound is not in the singular, but in the plural, and in the ability to use different intervals and different combinations of multiple sounds to create transformational change.
Yeah, Alec, a couple words on that?
Oh, good heavens. Because that becomes a complicated topic as one, if one looks out in the marketplace of sound healing, they're like preaching, you know, frequency X does Y, or certain frequency is the only correct, you know, pitch to tune instruments to or whatnot. And it's worth...
Yeah, listen, I'm going to basically just bring in, because we've heard your harmonics and we're going to continue hearing them some more, but this is just a little thing. I'm not going to go into the story of how this manifested or why it manifested, but let's just say it's a sort of chant that Joshua manifested, and then we did it together in the recording studio. Maybe it's got something to do with the divine name and the revelations that Moses got on Mount Sinai. Maybe it doesn't, but it's definitely called O Moses. And as we go into commercial with Alec Sims and Joshua Goldman talking about their new book, Sound Healing for Beginners, let's hear a little bit of O Moses.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
We are back here with the Healing Sound Show and me, Jonathan Goldman. It is November 11, 2015. I'm with my co-host, my wife, Andy Goldman, and our extraordinary guests, Joshua Goldman and Alex Sims, the authors of Sound Healing for Beginners. Alec, I sort of cut you off a little bit when we were asking about specific frequencies and stuff like that. Would you continue, sir?
Oh, well, just as briefly as possible. And Joshua basically said it, too, I think, that that obsession with single magic frequencies, it's all well and good, but noting that that's just the beginnings, the next level beyond that is thinking of sound, the energy fields created by sound, and to get into that realm, it gets more like into the sonic geometry of needing at least two tones to make an interval, and then three to start making another type of structure. So worrying about an individual frequency, X, Y, X or Y's, it's just a foundation, but it's just the beginning, as sound is such a vast and complicated energy form. and its expressions can take many forms as energy, but one, you know, angle that we write about in the book is the theories of the five elements, the classical five elements of earth, water, fire, air, ether, and that philosophy is ancient as a form of classifying states of energy and consciousness, and those elements have informed, you know, a lot of what the roots of Western philosophy, Indian classical philosophy, esoteric disciplines such as astrology and tarot, and one can experience those elements very directly, physically, via certain types, different energetics of sound. So it can be a gateway.
And I guess you find them also in magic and shamanism and all that stuff. And you write about that in your book too, don't you?
They're in different spins. But, Josh, you want thoughts on that?
Yes.
Well, exactly what you were saying about intervals. I mean, it's important to also understand that harmonics are constantly present in all sound as well. And that's one of the greatest strengths of making sound and engaging in exercises like conscious listening, because these exercises of both making and listening to sound open up new levels of awareness in which you start to hear these harmonics, which were really always there in the first place. It's just a matter of becoming aware of their existence outside of you and also within you. And I think that's a really important understanding and awareness to cultivate, and that comes from working with the sound itself.
You know, I'd like to just jump in here a minute, because I know we're, you know, coming to the, you know, end of our program. And I want to just mention you can get in touch with Alec and Josh at www.healingsounds.com.
Yeah, and you can get their book at Amazon.com, Sound Healing for Beginners.
And, you know, just want to ask you both, you know, you've got this new book that's come out. What's coming up for you in the future? You know, what's what do you have sort of looming on the horizon?
Thank you for asking that, Andy. Well, Alec and I are excited to begin to develop more sort of workshop platforms, working with the exercises from Sound Healing for Beginners and engaging new audiences in the understanding and the practice of working with sound, both to expand their awareness and to help bring them more health and vibrancy and ultimately, well-being. We will continue working with our toning groups and hopefully spread information on how to create toning groups all around and perhaps engage in intergroup sharing of information, techniques, and energetic work to help make intonations for in-tune nations.
Beautiful.
Love that. Intonations for in-tune nations. So.
Real quick, 30 seconds apiece, as we say goodbye to Alec Sims and Joshua Goldman, we're going to take a break and come back. But, okay, in 30 seconds, if you could just say one thing about the power of sound. Alec, you first.
Be in the sound. Take the leap and make sound and be in. Use it to tune yourself and make it your own, as that's the real source of initiations.
Nice. Joshua?
I would encourage everyone who is interested in sound to develop a thorough understanding of the scientific basis of sound and how sound actually works as a physical plane energy field. You know, we've got one of our first chapters is on this topic, and some people sometimes like to skip over it and get right into the sort of more esoteric understandings of sound, which I think is wonderful, but please come back, read that chapter, or read up on how sound works, because that's really an important understanding to cultivate.
Well, thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Alec. You guys have been great. We will have you back.
It's just been just a joy, Alec and Joshua, to co-host with Jonathan, with you as our guest today. Thank you both so much. so much for sharing all of this really pertinent and profound information on sound.
Alex Sims and Joshua Goldman, co-authors of Sound Healing for Beginners, and we are going to hear some of Alex's fine harmonics in this aspect from the Divine Name recording. So let's go with that and speak to you guys later. Many thanks.
It's been a pleasure.
Good day.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Well, here we are concluding the Healing Sound Show today of November 11th, 2015, with me, Jonathan Goldman. We had some great guests. We had Joshua Goldman and Alex Sims, the authors of Sound Healing for Beginners, and a great co-host of mine, Andy Goldman. And in fact, join us next month, December 9th, when our guest will be, oh my goodness, I can't believe it, it's going to be me and it's going to be Andy. And this time we're actually going to be talking and telling you what has been happening in our lives, in the world of sound, since last we did a show like this, which was actually a couple of years ago. This will be a call-in show, so you can, if you got questions, you can ask us about it, and we'll be talking about everything from the new edition of The Divine Name to our teaching at the Royal College of Music in London, and a whole lot more. So until that time, keep lots of love and light and sound in your lives. We send blessings to all of you. Bye-bye now.